Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello again. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am proud, very, very, oh so very proud to bring you another episode of this great podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, Introduction to Phoenix McIntosh, Episode, or Part 1. I said Episode 1, but it's not. It's Introduction to Phoenix, Part 1. The prep. So if you're just tuning in, I'm gonna need you to put it on pause, and I'm gonna need you to go back to Season 2, Episode 1 and start it from the beginning. Because see, all of these episodes, although they are nice, cute, short stories, they all build upon each other. So if you catch it in the middle, you may not know what's going on. And we want you to know exactly what's going on. Or you're going to be entertained because you're going to get something out of it. But it would just be nice if you knew what led up to the introduction to Phoenix McIntosh, right? So, again, put it on pause and go back to Episode 1. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am so proud of my baby here. And I want to thank my supporters who have been listening to me, my A1s from day one, since the podcast got started, even since the beginning when I just had been dropping a couple of excerpts from the first book. So if you've been listening since way back then, thank you. And I want to thank you now to all of my listeners. So right now I've got some listeners in the United States, in India, in Australia, and Norway. So we are growing by leaps and bounds. I want to extend my huge gratitude to you. I have an attitude of gratitude for all of my listenership, you know, because without you, I wouldn't have any way to express my creative outlets. So let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette and on Facebook at Jaylana Stivette and Jaylana Stivette the author, where my author page, my fan page, is growing by leaps and bounds. You can also follow me on Twitter at JStivette and of course my website www.jaylanastivette.com, where all of my updates will be available there as well. Y'all know this audiobook is fire, y'all. I'm just gonna say it. This audiobook is fucking fire. So if you have not gotten your copy, if you have not gotten a chance to listen, go out there and listen to the sample. But this audiobook is fire. I'm gonna say it again. So go out to Amazon Audible and download the app and listen to the audiobook for free. Getting Back to Happy, the number 2, The Chronicles of Tabby. You will not be disappointed. All right, so this is a few months in advance, but I'm making this announcement. November the 6th, Atlanta, Georgia. J. Jaylana Stevette will be in your city. I will be hosting a night of erotica. We're going to have some fun. And it's going to be a pure, sexy listening party with excerpts from the book. There's going to be excerpts from the audiobook, excerpts from the podcast. We're going to have some featured artists in Atlanta and possibly a celebrity appearance. So I'm trying to do it big for y'all. So mark your calendars if you're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're not going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, you might want to make your way to Atlanta, Georgia for that, because it's going to be pretty dope. Mark my words. Okay. All right. So now that we pretty much got most of the pleasantries out of the way, we got all the pleasantries out of the way. I'll let you know if I'm going to have some upcoming local events, but right now, to be honest, I'm in the workshop and I am getting the next book ready, because this audiobook is so fire that y'all going to be ready for the next one. I actually had somebody ask, when's the next one? So that being said, a sister got to get going. And then again, it's like I'm dropping this podcast every week, and then I got to go underground and finish the book, and then write a whole new season, because y'all going to want to know what happens after that, after the season's up. This season's already written. But anywho, now that we got the pleasantries out of the way, we're going to dive right into season 2, episode 9, Introduction to Phoenix McIntosh, part 1, after this message from our sponsor. Wait a minute. This man was paying for my pedicure so he could see me? Oh, he definitely had my attention. Boo Boo Kitty was thumping at this point. What did I tell you, Jay? Was I right? You know, it was me who had you text him back the first time. Remember? Yes, Kitty. How could I forget? So, text him back now and give him your Cash App. I did as Kitty instructed. Within seconds thereafter, I heard the sound of cash being deposited. I smiled. I called my favorite nail tech, Natasha, who was more than happy to squeeze me in. I hurried to get myself together in excitement. I decided that I would chop it up with Natasha and she could help me decide what to wear tonight. I grabbed my Prada bag and matching shades and headed to my Mercedes like I was a major celebrity. When I got to the nail shop, Natasha had a chair ready for me to be serviced. Natasha was a 20-something cute little Asian girl who had the pulse on what was trendy. Natasha was more ingrained in the American culture but kept the respectful traditions that she grew up in her Asian background. Natasha was known as a social media influencer in our local area. She made her living off of opportunities that her photos presented her, in addition to actually doing nails. I was fortunate enough just to stumble onto this shop by accident, and Natasha and I hit it off ever since. Natasha also had a glass of red wine ready for me and decided to surprise me with a charcoal face mask treatment to complement my pedicure. Apparently, Natasha wanted me to look my best for my evening. So, you getting ready for the skyline? Oh, I know you're excited, girl. Yeah, I am pretty excited. I mean, I would be. That's a pretty big deal there. I think that man likes you. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Okay, So tell me about this mystery guy you're going with. His name is Phoenix. Phoenix McIntosh was another guy that I met on the beloved Black professional dating app. To look at, Phoenix seemed pretty average, with the exception of the fact that he was about 6'7". Can you tell I have a thing for taller men? Being 5'7", I want a man that I can always show up with, even in heels. When I first met him, he had a vibe that was laid back and mellow, and I liked that about him. It made me want to know more. We text back and forth for about a week, and at that time, I found out that he was a divorced father of two boys to be exact, that he had full custody of. His wife walked away from the marriage to pursue a relationship with a professional football player in the NFL. Apparently, his status in the league was not good enough for her. Phoenix was a former football player in the NFL, but not in, I mean, I'm sorry. Phoenix was a former football player, but not in the NFL, but the AFL. Although he made a pretty decent salary, it wasn't in the millions, and that was not the lifestyle that his former wife agreed to. So, she made the ultimate sacrifice and decided to leave Phoenix and the children to find her own happiness. This left Phoenix with a void in the mothering department. Being a full-time father, Phoenix was forced to take an early retirement to raise his boys. He made the decision to put a huge chunk of the money into investments to ensure that his children would be financially stable. Phoenix came back to his Midwest hometown and got his real estate license. He was able to start a small company that now hired a team of realtors on his payroll. In appearance, Phoenix again was average looking with a happy disposition. His clothing was very low key, but everything was labeled. Although Phoenix could afford to live a semi-extravagant life, he continued to live low key and preferred to take his risk in the stock market, which appeared to be paying off. Phoenix was building a legacy that his sons could eventually run when he was gone, and he seemed to be pretty proud of that fact. When I first met Phoenix with our first meetup, I was on some ho shit. I gotta admit that. Boo Boo Kitty had convinced me to make a dick appointment, and since I knew he smoked weed, I invited him over for a session. Phoenix came by, and I was not expecting too much, to be honest. He was a little better than average in the looks department, but he wasn't a pretty boy. He had a very smooth disposition, but not player smooth, very calming. True to my thoughts, Phoenix had some bomb-ass weed, and he lit up for a session. His conversation was light for the most part, and he asked me exactly what I was looking to gain out of not only this encounter, but overall. I kind of evaded the question and talked about my career goals. I figured at the time that since Boo Boo Kitty orchestrated this encounter, talking about relationship goals was definitely not on her menu. Boo Boo Kitty wanted Phoenix's caramel-covered dick on a pussy platter, and that's exactly what she got that night. In measuring size and width on a scale of 1 to 10, Phoenix would have to be a 10 because he had both. I have to admit, Boo Boo Kitty seemed a little intimidated. Natasha looked up at me and cleared her throat really loud as to interrupt our conversation. I looked down at her. Natasha nodded around the room as if she was telling me to observe my surroundings. I looked over at the chair next to me. Natasha looked at me and cleared her throat loudly as to interrupt our conversation. I looked down at her. Natasha nodded around the room as if she was telling me to observe my surroundings. I looked over at the chair next to me. The white woman getting her feet done looked shocked and appalled. Her nail tech looked up at me enamored. The other nail tech on break, I noticed, was sitting in the empty chair next to me, smiling. The other tech across the room yelled, "Hey, who's Boo Boo Kitty?" I smiled. I looked at the shocked white woman and said, "Now don't act like you ain't never had a dick or two inside you, ma'am." She scoffed and turned her head and tuned into her phone. Natasha said, "Okay, so back to Boo Boo Kitty. How she was intimidated." I looked over at the nail tech on break, who was still tuned in. "Shall I continue?" The nail tech on break nodded. Like I said, Phoenix definitely had it going on in both the length and the width department. I was pleasantly surprised. And to be completely honest, Boo Boo Kitty and I had to mentally assess if we'd be able to take this guy in. Let me explain something to you. See, Boo Boo Kitty is tight and ripe.
You got that right.
She's not a sloppy, loose vagina.
Not sloppy, but definitely toppy.
And when I saw his dick for the first time,
correction, Jay, when we saw his dick for the first time,
I had some serious questions. Natasha said, "Such as, well, for starters, how his fat dick was going to fit in this tiny asshole." The on-break nail tech giggled. Natasha said, "Wow, he must have been about 12 inches, huh?" "Nah, it was more like 8 or 9, but he had girth as well. And since it was our first encounter, I was unsure how things would go down, you know?" Break tech says, "No, I don't. What you mean by that?" As Natasha applied the blossom mask to my legs and feet, she said, "Oh, I think I get it. Because he was new at the time, you didn't know what type of lover he would be with all that equipment." Exactly, Natasha. So, in that moment, that very moment, while we were completely naked, in my mind, I wondered what type of lover he would be with that big cock of his. Nail tech says, "With that much cock, how can it be?" Exactly, Jay. Although you ladies can slay in the nail department, it appears because of your youth, because all of y'all a little young, you don't know enough about penises. So, let me educate you. In a scenario where you've never had sex with a guy, a few things can happen. One, he can fuck you like a primitive caveman, you know, ramming you from behind with no consideration for anyone's pleasure but his. Two, he can have amazing head game, but a fine piece of equipment that doesn't work. Three, he can have a bunch of amazing equipment that he has no idea what to do with. Or four, it's a perfect unicorn where it all works together. Natasha says, "Well, so let me guess. He was number 4. And why would you assume that?" "Well, you're seeing him again, aren't you?" "Why, yes. But I said this was our first encounter. Sometimes you have to give someone a second chance, to make a good first impression. Well, okay then. Nell Tech on Break says, so, which one is he? One, two, or three? Young grasshopper, a lady never kisses and tells everything. And to be honest, he may not have been any of the three. So, he was the perfect unicorn. I knew it. I hate to break it to you. The unicorn is mostly an urban legend. The nail tech on Break nodded her head in acknowledgement. I think she was trying to figure it all out in her head, and it was a bit too much for her. Since the story was over, she removed herself from the chair next to me and tended to her business. The appalled white woman next to me still looked appalled, but lucky for me, Natasha had just finished applying the polish to my feet. I was ready to go, but first I decided to let Natasha touch up my brows. After all, this little excursion was on Phoenix. I smiled as I thought about our date and the evening that lied ahead. I was releasing the cookie from the cookie jar for Boo Boo Kitty, but I also felt like this was for me too. Well done, Boo Boo Kitty, I thought. As I finished up my services and said, see you next time, to one of the best upcoming nail techs in the Midwest. At that moment, a text came through from Phoenix. He was confirming our pickup time for a few hours ahead. Told me he made reservations. My pussy got wet. I could tell it was going to be a really, really good night. I got home, got my makeup and outfit on fleek, and waited for Phoenix to make this a night that I would never forget. Meow.